Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I hate preaching when pastor's not here. I just put that out there right now. But I do feel a word from God, especially as we come close to 2019. I love New Year's. I love looking down the barrel of a clean slate. I love looking at new opportunities and new chances, and I love looking forward to what God is going to do. I love what God's done before, and we've got more than enough miracles in our lives, I think, each of us, to say God's been good to us. Amen. But I hate it. I'll be honest with you. It makes me nervous. Amen. But I do love our man of God. And I pray God keep him. I genuinely believe that a praying church last Wednesday night stood in the gap. I believe it. There's so many details that are not readily available right now, but God has moved this week. God has moved. Amen. I genuinely believe that it's the power of a church that's willing to pray, amen, for the man of God. And anybody, not just the man of God, but in this particular occasion, it's him. The church has the ability to speak. The Bible says that life and death is in the tongue. Amen. And I know that it's Christmas time, and you're supposed to preach a Christmas message about Jesus being in a manger and three wise men following a star. And they followed the star and found him, brought to him frankincense and myrrh and gold. I realize that that's what this season deserves, but I'm just gonna tell you, Wednesday struck a chord with me. We are living in an hour where the church has got to open their mouth. We are living in a day that was designed for a sovereign move of God. We are living in an hour that was designed for shouting. Amen. If you'll allow me just the latitude for the next few minutes, I'm going to forego the traditional Christmas message, and I'm going to preach about an hour for shouting. It's time for the church to speak up. It's time for the church to speak up. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter number 37. Let me also take just a moment to honor my family who are not here today. My wife is home with Elise, who is ill. Amen. But it is, in fact, her birthday. And so happy birthday, babe. I wish you were here. Amen. Man, but unfortunately, with a sick kid, we didn't want to pass it around Sunday school. And if you have Ezekiel 37, starting in verse 1, say amen. Amen. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. He said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto the bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring upon flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. What a powerful piece of scripture. The most powerful portion comes in verse 7. So I prophesied. I opened my mouth. I spoke up when faith would be quiet. I spoke up when fear would have shut me up. But the church, it's time for the church to speak up. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I, as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and all the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. There was no breath in them. And then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied, I spoke up. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, we could have picked any portion of Scripture that has to do with doing what God tells you, but I love this portion of Scripture because it's a right now answer. It's a right now answer. Amen. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend your life worried about whether or not God is going to hear you. Amen. You have authority. You have power. Amen. And life and death is in the tongue. Amen. We're going to talk about this today a little bit. The hour for shouting. It's time for the church to speak up. Amen. The date was June the 4th, 1940. France was under siege from Nazi Germany and was about to fall. The newly elected Prime Minister Winston Churchill in Britain was about to address the British House of Parliament for the very first time. The air was thick with the tension. Amen. It was heaviness was all around them because of an impending war with Germany. What could this new leader possibly say to assure his people and his government, his parliament, his House of Commons? How could he rally them to be brave? How could he speak to them in a way that would tell them that victory was not only possible, but also it was imminent? There would be no second chance. There would be no plan B for Winston Churchill. Amen. How could he inspire that kind of bravery and courage into the men and women who had watched the relentless German army march across Europe with almost reckless abandon? It seemed that Germany was almost unstoppable. The speech that followed from Winston Churchill was one of the most important documents of World War II. And I won't read all of it, but I do want to read just an excerpt. We shall not flag nor fail. We shall go to the end. And we shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and in the oceans. And with growing confidence and growing strength in the air, we will defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches, and we shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight on the fields and on the streets. We shall fight in the hills, and we shall never surrender. We will fight, and we will win. It was this speech that caused Parliament, amen, to step into favor with Winston Churchill, to look down the barrel of World War II and to dive in. One speech had turned the tide of whether or not an entire country would be involved. Amen. And this is where we find Winston Churchill and his oratory skills coming to pass. But there is something to be said about speaking positively. Your words cannot just be idle. Amen. Your mouth cannot be full of idle, worthless words. It requires us to speak positively and in faith. Amen. There's no doubt, no shortage of self-help books that the power of positive thinking, or think and grow rich, or positive speaking and leading meetings by using certain oratory cues. And there's any number of books out there available to help you become a positive speaker and thinker. Amen. And there is something to be said about those things in the leadership world, but amen. There's something to be said also that's a simple truth in there. And that is, we have power in our mouth. We have power in our mouth to speak things into existence that are not as though they were. Amen. We have authority in our mouth. Amen. There comes a time in which an apostolic has to get a little, I come from the country, would say you got to get a little dust in your crawl. You got to get a little grit, amen, in your shoes. It's time, amen, I'm not backing up any longer. I'm not going to stand by and let these things just simply happen. Amen. The story was told about, there was a great book a few years ago called American Sniper about a guy named Chris Kyle. Amen. Didn't join the military until he was almost 35 years old. He watched 9/11 happen and he thought, man, look at what they've done to us. And it irritated him to the point of responding. Amen. And that's where the enemy puts us sometimes. He irritates us just long enough, amen, that we're forced to respond. And what is the appropriate response of the apostolic Holy Ghost filled person? Amen. Do you just sit by or do you pray, Lord, help me? Lord, help me. Is it a 12-step program? Is it the power of positive thinking? Is it the think and grow riches of the world? Or is there something else that God requires of his people? Is there something else, amen, that an extra tool in our tool bag that we're not using and utilizing to the point of where God intended for us to live? Amen. Is there a gap in there someplace? And I believe that there is, amen. And I'm as guilty as the next guy. It's just as easy, amen, to bend the ear of our peer or bend the ear of our pastor in a counseling session. There's nothing wrong with that. But simply that can't be our goal. To amen. I mean, that's got to be a last resort. There needs to be something intermittent in between there, amen, that we can do on our own to say, I've had enough of the enemy, amen. And I'm going to do our best to put us in the position today that we recognize just what kind of authority we have, amen. You never read one time about Jesus wrestling with the devil. You never hear him compromising or conversating or negotiating, amen. There comes a time, amen, when we have the same Spirit, amen, that we can speak to this mountain, be thou removed, and it must go to the sea. Amen. I realize it's Christmas, but I'm going to need somebody to help for just a few minutes today. I'm not interested in the leadership and personal growth or some psychological banter or Freudian schemes. I'm not worried about what the world thinks is leadership. I'm worried about God-inspired leadership. I want to be led of the Spirit. I want everything God says I can have. Amen. And I don't feel like I'm using my tools all the way. The Bible in Genesis chapter 1, no fewer than 6 times on the first page and no fewer than 9 times in the first chapter of your average Bible does the Bible say that God said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. And God said, let there be light. And God said, let there be the birds and the bees and the trees and the herb-yielding seed after its own kind and the winged animals and the snakes and the critters and the mosquitoes. I don't know why he said mosquitoes. But he did. But it came about because of his voice. The only thing in creation he stooped to make with his hands was us. And that's it. Everything else was done with nothing more than his words. Amen. You don't have to read very far into that first chapter to discover some pretty glaring truths about God and his nature. Right from the outset of his word, he begins revealing this truth to us. And we've let it go by the wayside and written it down as just, amen, that's just the way the writer wrote it. It probably didn't really happen that way. But no, the Bible says that God said, amen. And it's amazing to me that simple little phrase, and God said, is always followed up with, it did what it was said to do. Amen. If you've ever done any fishing, you remember the time where Jesus was in the boat and they had toiled all night and caught nothing. And he said, launch out into the deep. If you've ever done any fishing, you know that fish don't generally relate to the deep for the sake of relating to the deep. They relate to structure or points or rock piles or I love to fish, but Amen. And we can get into all the things and stumps and lay down logs and crashed boats and reefs and things like that. That's where fish relate. Amen. The fish weren't in the deep, but because God said it, they were headed there. Amen. And they filled their nets to the point of breaking. Amen. This is the kind of God we serve. He speaks it and it comes to pass. He speaks it and it comes to pass. There's this ebb and flow of His Word never returning void. And there's this creative work that happens when He speaks it. And the most important thing out of all of it is that we're made in His image. One cannot simply think about the particular objective and hope to accomplish it by having a great idea. It never said, and God thought about it, and it happened. Never said He wrote down His goals for 2019 and never talked about it, and they came to pass. I don't have any problem with goal writing. I think you ought to. I think you ought to have a clear vision of where you're going, but you ought to be talking about it all along the way. You ought to have your mouth so full of goals and so full of promises, amen, and so full of, amen, blessings that you're speaking into existence, amen. If we could fill our mouths with blessings and promises, we'd never have any time for backbiting. God speaks it into existence and doesn't think it. Let me draw a sharp contrast here. God requires you to open your mouth. One cannot simply think about a particular objective and hope to accomplish it by having a great idea. Champions think about their goal every day. They change the way they eat. They change the way they drink. They change the way they train. The biggest thing that champions do is talk about it. Every day with people that believe. They talk about it until it consumes them. They talk about it with their trainers. They talk about it with their co-trainers. They talk about it with their peers who are training for the same goal. They surround themselves in like-minded people. They surround themselves with people who are driven for success, who talk about their goals. They get into opportunities, amen, and they continually speak this thing forward until at last the great sports event or the great championship comes along, and then they go for it. They leave it all on the field, and they've prepared for it and talked about it. One of the most annoying things, I love to watch boxing. I love it. One of the most annoying things about boxing is all the blah, 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 in between. Before the fight, the build up, the talking back and forth. I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. I'm gonna make him eat leather. I'm gonna knock him out. It drives me crazy. But there's a reason for it. How much do you expect to win if you don't go into the fight believing you're the greatest? How do you talk yourself into getting in the ring with Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali without having the self-belief that you're unstoppable? How do you look at your family who's lost and hope to ever win them, saying, ah, but they'll never get off the drugs entirely? How do you look at the dream of owning a business? Amen. And I believe apostolics ought to own their own business. Man, we ought to be the most successful church in this town because we're the most blessed church in this town. Amen. There's no reason we should be the tail and not the head. Zero reason. Zero reason we should clean up table scraps. Amen. When there's feasts going on in this town. God designed us to be successful. God designed us to be, amen, the head and not the tail. That's biblical. God expects us to excel. But you have to speak it in order to excel. If you are not talking about it, you don't believe it. I got scripture for it. If you're not talking about it, you don't believe it. Amen. If you believe it, you talk about it. If you believe God's going to do something great, you have no problem. Praise God, how are you today? Man, I'm good. God's going to heal me. Man, how's your business? Oh, I didn't buy a building yet, but By the grace of God, I'm going to have one. And this year, I speak it. I claim it. Amen. How's your new building coming along? I can't wait. I can't wait until I have a holy boldness to say, we're going to break ground by June. I'm telling you, it's coming. This is where we live. Amen. This is where we live. Genesis 1 and 1, God's word is at the center of it all. Ezekiel 37 is no different. The kings of old adopted this authority. Amen. If you ever read anything about kings, it's not uncommon to find them speaking things and then they happen because they have the authority to make them happen. Matter of fact, Genesis 41, Pharaoh spoke. Joseph was elevated from prison to prince. 1 Samuel 13, Saul spoke and all of Israel assembled at Gilgal. 2 Samuel 11, David spoke and Uriah was sent to the front of the battle and killed at the word of the king. 1 Kings 2, Solomon spoke and Adonijah was killed. 1 Kings 21, Ahab spoke and Naboth lost a vineyard. Kings have the ability to speak. 2 Kings 9, Jehu spoke and Ahaziah and Jezebel were slain. Daniel 3, Nebuchadnezzar spoke and three Hebrew boys were tossed into the fiery furnace. Amen. But my God and my King, His word will not return void. Because we're the King of Kings where it is. Not even the properties of nature itself can fulfill their duty. Smoke don't smell like smoke when my God said it don't smell like smoke. Fire don't burn when my God says it don't burn. Amen. Lions don't eat prophets and giants have to shut their mouth when my God speaks. When King spoke to Pharaoh, let his people go, guess what happened? He let his people go. Amen. When my King speaks, the seas stand aside. The oceans stand at attention. And when my King speaks, centurion's daughters are healed at the word of Jesus only. He never laid hands on the centurion's daughter. He spoke it only. Amen. My King speaks and the stormy seas are laid flat. When my King speaks, you're most likely going to glow from glory like Moses after being at the mountain listening to the voice of God. Psalm 33, 8 and 9 says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. There is something so powerful about when God speaks. His power is limitless and His resources are impossible to delete. There's no bottom to His supply. Every time He has ever opened His mouth, something miraculous had to happen because His word does not return void. Amen. That most powerful scripture in the Bible is God created man in His own image. And in His image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. We have the same authority, the same God-given power. Amen. And if we can grasp just a glimpse of what can happen if somebody would be brave enough to just open your mouth for just a few minutes, it's time for the church to speak up. Amen. I feel a holy boldness. I prophesied in here Wednesday night and I feel it coming on again. I need somebody who's not afraid to look 2019 in the eye and say, I'm going to go get my mountain. Hey, it looks like a mountain and I may be old, but it's mine and I'm going to go get it. Yes. Caleb never fought for his mountain. He spoke the words and it happened. I wish somebody felt, amen, somebody could grasp what it is I'm trying to help. Amen, because I need the help too. We are formed in His image. We are molded in His likeness. Everything about Him is the same with us. His creative power to speak things into existence is within mankind. We are His children, and I might not have my daddy's nose and my mama's eyes, amen, but I do have His voice, amen, and I do have His authority, amen, and I'm looking for blessings that I cannot personally gain myself, but if I speak, hey, if I speak into this existence, I'm going to have my mountain. His word is powerful enough to speak to situations. They respond to the authority. My God-given authority. There was a church here Wednesday night that took control and authority. I'm telling you right now, I have not felt a prayer room like that in a long time. But there were some people here who opened their mouth. There are people here that opened their mouth. And we're not afraid to speak. Matthew 21:22 says, "In all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Ye shall receive. That word shall, that's a legal term. It means there's no chance of rejection. It has to come to pass. Ye shall receive whatever you ask in prayer. And Jesus answering saith to them, "Have faith in God." This is verse 23 of Mark 11. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." My question is, what are you asking for this coming year? What are you looking for in 2019? What mountain stands in your way to growth? Verse 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, that whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Over and over and over, the Bible says that we have the authority in our mouth. Hebrews 11:3, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are not made of things were not made of things which do appear." Romans 10:9, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Matthew 7:7, "Ask and it shall be given you. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." 1 Corinthians 4:13, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken." We also believe and therefore speak. I'm intentionally taking my time because I want somebody to grasp. You got to open your mouth. I want somebody to grasp in an impossible situation. I can open my mouth and receive what God says I can have. So I ask you, Lord, can these bones live again? Thou knowest. Can my kids come back to God? Yes. Thou knowest. Can I ever overcome this addiction? Thou knowest. Can you deliver me from this infirmity in my body that I'm struggling with? Thou knowest. I wish I had somebody bold enough to prophesy. Somebody who's not afraid. Somebody who is not intimidated any longer. Who's going to break off the shackles of fear and going to reach for 2019. The only responsibility in Ezekiel 37 that Ezekiel had was to open his mouth. That's it. Open his mouth. My question is, what's in your future this year? What's in queue for you this year? What's in queue for you this year, Joe?
Financial breakthrough.
What?
Financial breakthrough.
Speak it then.
Financial breakthrough.
Financial breakthrough. What's in queue for you this year?
Complete healing.
What?
Complete healing.
It's time for the church to speak up.
Complete healing.
Complete healing. What's in queue for you this year, Ryan?
Unlimited blessings.
What?
Unlimited blessings.
Then speak it.
Amen.
This is where we are. This is where we are, Community Life Center. We have the authority. We have the talent. We have the anointing. We have the blessings. We just have the mountain of us in the way. It's easier to talk in fear quietly than it is to shout in faith. It's easier to live in fear, afraid of what happens if it doesn't come to pass. What happens if I speak a miracle and all I get's a mess? Then you stand up and you speak it again. The authority is here. The authority is in each of you. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, you have authority. You have the ability within you to speak things that are not as though they were. God, I'm looking for a new job in 2019. I don't know where it's going to come from, but God, I know that you're going to bless me. You're going to make a room for me someplace. How's it going to come to pass? I don't know. How are you going to get a job that you don't deserve? I don't know. But I'm looking for God to bless me anyway. I speak life instead of death. I speak blessing instead of cursing. I choose this day to put in my mouth positiveness. I want to look at God and say, God, I don't know what you're doing, but I know you're in control, and I want you to speak over my life, God. Amen. I'm looking for glory in 2019. I'm looking for power and authority in 2019. I'm looking for blessing in 2019 that I cannot contain. Amen. We've got to build a building. We've got souls to win. We have this march of opioids across our community that's eating our people up. I want to have the largest drug rehab center in the city. Why can't we have a halfway house for men who are hooked up on drugs? Why can't we have a homeless shelter for women and children that have nobody else? Why can't we have the largest soup kitchen in this city? Amen. Where people come every week that are coming from communities around because there's nothing in their cities to help them.
Amen.
Why can't we look down the road a little ways farther than where we are right now and say, look, we've got a senior ministry. We're helping shut-ins and people that don't got no family. We're giving them love and we're giving them attention. And I'm thinking here, why can't we just open our mind and speak things into existence? I don't know how it's going to come. I mean, we got one bus. Why not four? Amen. We got one small building. How about three? Amen. A life center and a church. Amen. I'm talking about opening your mouth and speaking things into existence. And I know this is a stretch of your faith, but if you'll reach out right now, if you'll just stand and reach just a little bit farther, I believe God is going to verify his word. Amen. Why don't you speak to 2019? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Somebody reach right now. Somebody stretch. Amen. I know it sounds impossible. Amen. I know that it doesn't make logical sense. But my God said, if I speak it, I can have it. If I look for it, I can find it. If I knock, it shall be opened. If I ask, I will receive. Hallelujah. I need blessing in my life. Amen. Won't you come today? Won't you come grab somebody by the hand and say, it's time for the church to speak up. Let's speak up together. Amen. Why don't we find a place in an altar to speak up together? Amen. I'm not going to do this by myself. I believe for you and you believe for me. And by the grace of God, we're going to have it in the name of Jesus. I speak life. Amen. I speak life into his children. I speak life into his mom. I speak life right now. And I believe it right now that God's going to do a miraculous thing and amen in their life. Hallelujah. Why don't somebody else speak? Don't be afraid. Do not be bound by fear. Hallelujah. Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's going to have the authority? Who's going to claim a God-given right to speak? Hallelujah. Blessing and not curse. Hallelujah. 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 I recognize that this is a stretch, but somebody just open your mouth. Can these bones live again? Thou knowest, O Lord. Can my marriage survive? Thou knowest, O Lord. Amen. Can my kids be saved? Thou knowest, O Lord. Then prophesy. Somebody lift up a voice with a shout of triumph. I will not accept less than victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your name.